How do you think the track's playing?
Well, that dog went good time, 29.60. That's a pretty smart dog, Mickey.
Yeah, real good dog.
Yeah, he was a bit unlucky not to make the final last week.
Yes.
But, no, it's good to see that dog run a bit of time, so we know the track's in good order. There you go. Hey, look at the nice rugs they gave us to put on. Hey.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back. Being too far.
All right. Good luck to everybody.
Today's Wednesday, so we're sort of 36 hours away from racing. What's she done this week to get her prepared for Thursday night?
Well, all I do with them is run them up a straight track every... There's a friend not far from here who's got a 300-metre straight track, and I go there of a morning, and Maria and I go there. Oh, we get there just on daylight.
Yeah, sort of at 6 a.m.
Sort of thing, and then we just free gallop them, no lure or nothing, just let them, like, run at their own leisure.
Yeah.
But with her, she goes up maybe 10 yards behind another dog, so that makes her work a bit.
Yeah.
And, of course, she's a stayer. You like to work them a bit harder, make them work a bit. And I might let her go 10, 15 yards behind another dog, and then by the time she gets to the other end, she's virtually caught them, so she's working.
She's just that much better than them.
She's just that. Oh, it's not so much that. It's just that they don't put as much effort into it when they're not chasing a lure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so they're just running free, really. They just know that it's their time to just let rip.
Yeah.
Chase a lure, they just go for it.
Yeah, we might use a squeaker up the other end of the pen once a week. So in their mind, they know there's something up the other end sort of thing, to like a bit of a lure that way.
You don't know if dogs are going to be stayers until they've had a few starts?
Oftentimes until they've had a few starts. And You might find with their racing pattern, they mightn't be real quick early and they're running on in races over 500. So that often gives you a good indication that later on, me personally, I don't like putting them over longer distance till they get about 26, 27 months of age. Even if they show you, like she started racing when she was about 19 months and she actually won a heat of that Vince Curry Maiden last year.
Yeah.
And she had about probably 8 or 9 starts over the 520.
Mm.
And because she was always running on in her races, I said to Sandra, well, she might develop into a 600-metre dog.
Yeah.
And then she won a few good races over 600, still running on it in her races. Even some of them she came out real good, some of them she was behind and ran on. And so there was always good signs that later on she might develop into a 700-metre dog.
Yeah.
And by the time she was about 2 1/4, then we sort of then we stepped her up to the 700, and then she just got that little bit better.
So, she loves racing.
She does. She really enjoys going to the track and getting out there. And hey, you love that racing, don't you? Hey, you love that racing. Hey, yeah.
What about her rivalry with Palawa King?
That's been a great rivalry.
It has, hasn't it? Yeah.
It has. And Palawa King's the same. He's a dog that gets well back. But the good thing about him, he's a good railer. And that's what's helped him against her in that four-dog match race. It was able to rail up. And then in the other race, she got caught out. He's been able to get the rails runs where she tends to stay off the track a little bit.
Mm.
There's not many races... Not many races that she's railed in. The only time she's really railed is at the finish of a race. You'll see some of her good runs. She's came home along the rail and got through and won.
Mm.
But early in the race, she tends to stay out a little bit. Yeah, even if you watch the other night's win when she had box seven, that dog that led, that's in box two, it was able to get a lovely run up the inside because she stayed off the track, even though she began well.
And that's why you're happy she's drawn wide again tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be in the eight than, say, box three or four, where they might squeeze you in the first 20 metres. At least out there, she'll stay out there. Mm. And as I said before, it's what happens around that first corner, because there's going to be a little bit of shuffling in that, because there's so many good beginners. You hope they don't sort of drop back in her lap type of thing. Mm. And she's able to stay out there a little bit and give herself a little bit of room to move.
And are you happy Palawar's not in the race?
Oh, not really. No, Palawar. It's sad not to see him in the race, because
all the best dogs have been in the race, but
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
The nature of the heats means that often the best dogs don't always get through. So
yeah, but it's been a great advertising rivalry for greyhounds having the two in competing against each other.
Both it's $1 million.
As they said the other night, he's the king of stayers and she's the queen of the stayers at the moment, isn't it? The rivalry's great in that way, and it was sort of sad not to see him get in the race because because he was a mad railer, that cost him the race the other night when he went up to try and get inside of Kenya Amy, he had to duck around it, and as he ducked around it, he's hit the eight dog on his outside, and that got him off balance, and the race was nearly over by then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping with her, that she can just stay out there and miss the trouble early.
And what about diet? How much emphasis do you put on diet with the dogs?
Oh, you've got to put a lot of emphasis on diet because you've got to keep them within a certain weight for between races. They've got to be within a kilo of their last start weight. Mm-hmm. So you sort of work out with time. Like she's run her best races at around 27.5 kilos. So you try and keep her within that 2 or 3 a point. So we've got scales there. We weigh them a few times a week just to make sure that you give them a certain amount of meat and kibble in their diet every day.
How often do they? How much do they eat? Twice a day?
Yeah, well, we give them wheat Bix and milk and vitamin supplements in their breakfast, and then they have vitamin supplements, and then the meat and kibble in the evening feed, and then we give them a bone on Sunday for a treat, and same thing. They seem to know when it's Sunday and whether they can smell the bones on the kitchen sink thawing out overnight. But they seem to know when they. I just been to the butcher this morning. I get leg bones and leave them in the kennels with them for an hour or two. And
does the butcher does the butcher like the dogs? Does he know that?
Yeah, he knows I get them for the greyhounds. Yeah, I've told him his bones are good. Been good for one of my greyhounds.
Well. Will you give her a little bit of a let up after tomorrow night?
I'm going to give her a let up till, the next month they've got the National Distance Championships.
Yeah.
So ours, I think, are on the first week of August.
Yeah.
Now, the dogs that are in tomorrow night, they'll all have to go back to their own individual states and they'll have to qualify there, and the grand final this year is in Adelaide.
Yeah, so Angle Park. So how long a break will you give her after tomorrow night?
Well, she won't really have a break from training. She'll just have a break from racing.
Yeah.
She'll still be doing her training.
Okay.
But she'll just have
a
freshen up.
So a dog's different to horses in the sense that horses go to the paddock and they just do nothing?
They do nothing,
yeah. It doesn't really happen with dogs. You always just keep them moving, keep them ticking.
You keep them doing something, in a way, I mean, I can... Like if a dog, say, they get an injury where they injure a muscle and you can't run them.
Yeah.
Well, then I've got a brother, George, who's got a rearing property up at Glamorgan Vale, and he's got big yards.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send them up to George so that they can exercise in a big yard at their own leisure, and then they don't lose too much fitness then when you bring them back. But with hers, just to give her a break from racing, all you're virtually doing is just giving them an ease up from that hard racing week to week. So she'll have, I think it's, what are we up to? So it'll be about 3 weeks, I think, away before the heats of that.
And race fitness is everything, is it? Those the racetrack, get some fit? Is that what? Like a race to improve their fitness?
Yeah, well, the race fitness is the main thing you've got to maintain, and that's why you don't really let up too much on their, you know, week to week training,
yeah.
So they don't lose that race fitness. And with her, because she's so seasoned at Albion Park, well, having a break away from racing is not going to affect her because she knows exactly where she's going.
And so, you've had lots of great dogs over the years, but she stands tall as the best one ever.
Well, she does now, yeah. Before her, probably Trojan Tears was probably the best stayer I'd ever had. You know, it was a great front running stayer, but it could also come from behind as well. She was very versatile, and she won a lot of feature races in New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah,
and
New South Wales and Queensland Greyhound
of the Year.
Right?
Yeah,
30 years ago now, I think it was, right.
It's sort of something that's never ever been done before. I was actually surprised that year that she even got selected in the final three in New South Wales. I thought, geez, fancy putting a Queensland dog in a New South Wales Grand of the Year finalist, and then to come out and win it was just unbelievable. You know, yeah. it was just something you would never have thought of.
And how long do you think she'll race on for, Valpolicella?
Well, touch wood, she's been a very sound dog up to now.
Yeah.
I haven't over-raced her. I've just been racing her spacingly. And, you know, everything, if she stays sound, there's no reason why she couldn't race till the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's over three now, so she's sort of got past that peak age. And but being a stayer, well, the good thing about stayers, I guess, she haven't got the amount of competition you have in sprint races. There's always a lot of good sprinters where there's never as many good stayers.
Mm.
The one thing I must say for Queensland, with our racing authority up here, they have looked after the stayers. Because what they've done up here is they've made the prize money bigger for the staying races than the normal sprint races. And that's been a bit of an encouragement for people to have a go with stayers and have a, you know.
They're exciting races, the staying races.
They are, yeah. And I think by them doing that, the thing with that, it's created a race every week on their program. That's a frustrating thing with stayers. Sometimes you don't get enough dogs for a field.
Mm.
But by doing what they did in Queensland, that allowed people to have that incentive to say, give their dog a go over 600. And then if they thought, because the 600 prize money is better than the 500. And then if they look like they can run 600, it's given them a bit of an incentive to have a go at the 700.
Have you backed her?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, as I said the other day, she needed to be each way odds to back her in a race like this.
Mm.
You're only getting $3.40 and probably $1.40 or $50 a place. You know, it's a pretty hard race to be taking short odds. That's for sure.
Mm.
When you've got, this is probably one of the hardest races she's met. You know, she's been in some good races in the state, but this is probably the hardest race as far as having a lot of early speed in the race.
Yeah.
You know, Dogs that can run on, well, they've always got to rely on that little bit of luck early not to be knocked right back.
Yeah. How are your nerves?
Actually, I'm good tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I've never been nervous with many dogs, but with her, over a period of time, I've been nervous with her going to the... But no, I feel all right tonight.
It'd be pretty special if you could win, yeah?
Oh, it's so special. For her being on her home track and having a good record here.
Interesting story behind Valpolicella. The first one is the naming of it.
Oh, yeah.
How did you... It's a great name. Did you take your time in finding the right dog
to call? The name actually was foretold many, many years ago.
Okay.
When my father had a wine shop, in Leichhardt in Sydney.
Oh, yeah. And, I'm a Glee boy, so I know.
Yeah, so you know it. Okay, yeah. So Ellswick Street in Leichhardt.
Very good.
Yeah, it was a business called Alco Wines, believe it or not.
Okay.
And anyway, he got a good deal on some wine, Italian wine, from an importer who was going out of business.
Okay.
So he wanted to sell it off quickly.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was Valpolicella.
Ah.
And I said, that's a great name for a dog.
Yeah.
That's about 30 years ago. Right?
Yeah.
And, wow. And he said, well, we're getting such a good deal on this wine. He said, how about you just hold it until you get a real good dog?
So I said, you held it for that long?
I've held it for that long, yeah. I haven't thought of had one worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. And then when did you work out that she was worthy?
Well, I thought, well, I'm not getting any younger. And she broke in rather well.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, may as well be her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, also, when Tani was pre-training her, she was starting to put the times on the board. So I thought, this is the one.
This is the one. It's worked out well.
Worked out very well.
And am I right in saying that this is the first dog that Tani has trained for you?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And what about her made you decide to send her to Tani?
Well, a friend of mine, Darren Leeson, he has had quite a few dogs with Tani. And he had the Ferran. Many years ago, he had City of Sydney and Milady's Fool. I think she won a futurity here and more recently flew to Las Vegas as well.
Yep.
And he used to tell me a lot about how Tony used to train his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite keen on giving him one if I thought it was worthy enough.
Mm.
And anyway, after she broke in, I said, get him on the phone, will you? We weren't even out of the driveway at the Oaks. And,
yeah.
And I said, get him on the phone, come on. And so we got him on the phone and we just explained. He goes, oh, I'll have a spot in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and that's the rest
and,
of the story.
And that's where we go. And how are you feeling about tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm a bit ambivalent, really.
Tough race.
You know, it's a tough race because there's a lot of pace on the inside.
Yeah.
She's probably, you know, for want of a better term, probably boxed as well as she could be.
Yeah.
Probably away from the speed a bit. So as long as she stays in tracks out in the middle of the track like she can do, she might miss a lot of any interference. Hopefully nothing will spear out and knock her out of the way. But I think if she lands in a good spot in the home straight the first time, we might be in for a good finish.
Yeah. Excellent.
You know, of course, if something like Exploded gets right away or one of those other dogs.
Yeah, he's flying, isn't he?
He's going real good.
Yeah.
He's a true stayer, that dog, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he had his second start
at
Bendigo or something over 660 at 19 months of age. So obviously he had the distance in mind right away.
Yeah.
So he's obviously a stayer of the future for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good to see.
Yeah, yeah, but definitely.
Yeah.
And do you get nervous? You nervous tonight?
Not as much as I used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be more nervous.
Yeah.
Now I'm, she's sort of coming to the latter part of her career.
Yeah, so
I'm probably
to enjoy
more concerned
it.
She just doesn't get hurt.
Yeah,
more than anything. I like to see her run good races, of course, and it'd be great to win.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't win every race.
Yeah.
You know, Palawaki's at his go, and we'll let it go.
Hopefully tonight's your go.
Hopefully we're gonna get a bit of luck tonight. It'll be nice. Felicità, e tenersi per mano, andare lontano, la felicità. Il tuo sguardo innocente in mezzo alla gente, la felicità. Stare vicini come bambini, la felicità, felicità. Felicità è un cuscino di piume, è l'acqua del fiume che passa e che va, è la pioggia che scende dietro alle tende, la felicità, e abbassare la luce per fare pace, la felicità, felicità.
All right, good luck to everybody.
Racing Vel Policella about second away, but fast into stride. Phase Magic kicking up early was One Hot Bandit, exploded second. Punching through was Say Stanil. Vel Policella, she's back rearward. One Hot Bandit leads down the straight the first time. Getting away from the inside, Say Stanil rails to join it. Exploded two lengths away third, followed by Phase Magic, then past Mark Sinisha. Wilbeck Kenya, Amy Vel Policella is last. Coming off the back, Say Stanil a length in front. Coming again, One Hot Bandit on their hammer was exploded. Five away, Phase Magic coming around the turn. One Hot Bandit.
There's a lot of carnage up front.
Coming again, Chase Tamil exploded.
What's happened there?
Through the centre, exploded.
Oh, Jesus. Wasn't much in it. I think you got it, yeah. Oh, it was close. Yeah, yeah, it was, anyway. Very close. Come un pensiero che sa di felicità.
Senti nell'aria c'è già un raggio di sole. She's been here before, yeah, that's the thing. You've got to have luck in big races, you know. She actually moved inwards tonight when she jumped. She didn't sort of stay out wide like she normally does.
Yeah.
She's found
trouble.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a good dog, the winner, isn't he?
Oh, he ran the fastest time in the heat last week. And,
yeah.
And I was talking to Jason Thompson upstairs earlier, and he said he's a dog that doesn't have to lead to win. So
yeah.
It was always still going to be a chance if he was behind him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
press on.
No, it's always another race, another day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, mate, thank you very much. Great insight. People are going to really enjoy this. So
yeah.
A big thank you to you.
It's been a pleasure helping you out. And, she'll have a little break now and early August. Australia-wide National Distance Championships comes up. So that'll probably be the next day, everything going all right.